Sarah Fallon has been with the American Shakespeare Center since 2004, so its creative director knew her talents and was happy to offer her a leading role. She didn't hesitate to accept the part of King Richard, knowing Shakespeare was a master of gender bending. In his time, women could not be on stage, so young men and boys were cast in women's roles.
Then he writes these beautiful, strong women, so I think he would be thrilled.
In this play, the king is forced off the throne.
Must he lose the name of king? Oh, God's name, let it go!
Richard is a man who has only known power his entire life, and that completely gets stripped from him in this play, and he does not know who he is without that.
And frankly, Fallon says, women who like to accommodate others know how it feels to surrender control.
You find yourself giving up power in ways that you don't even realize it sometimes, in a conversation where you might get shut down.
But she loves the role and finds it strangely familiar.
He demands loyalty, and when that is not there for him, he is upset by that. He loves to be in the spotlight. There's something that is very narcissistic about Richard as well, which is really fun.
The king was also one who made controversial decisions that did not end well for him. He died in prison. The show runs through early April. I'm Sandy Houseman.